How to create content to attract like-minded individuals who will buy from you. For the longest time, I struggled to make money online. I tried everything from dropshipping, SMMA, wholesaling houses, e-commerce, you name it. But no matter what I did, nothing seemed to work. Over the years, I started piecing everything together. So hopefully this video can help you get there faster than it took me. The first essential step to making money online is attracting an audience. Otherwise, who do you sell to? But how exactly do we do this? The traditional way of doing things is first you look for a hungry crowd, create a product for these people, and spend the rest of your life making content to promote to these people. Example, realtors on TikTok making content about houses, clothing brands making videos promoting their products, etc. Don't get me wrong, these strategies do work. The skills to market, make content, and attract these potential customers are the same. However, I found that I couldn't stick to this long term. I found a friend on TikTok selling hats, and I saw he had these strategies in place. So I thought, let me make my own merch brand, make a few TikToks, and sell. And I did go viral. So these strategies I'm about to show you work extremely well for any product or service you have to offer. However, I gave up after only a few weeks. Why? Because it didn't align with my core values. I don't make content just to gain followers or to make money. I literally enjoy making content and challenging my creative mind to produce better content that can impact other people's lives. I get bored making those videos, and I did not see myself making shirt videos for the rest of my life. And that's what I was selling, shirts. So that's what led me to this framework. Stop trying to choose a niche. You're the niche. In marketing, there are several niches and sub-niches you could choose from. Weight loss, wealth, mindset, corridos, literally anything. For a while, I was in the Requinto niche. And at the time, I loved it. Playing guitar was literally my life. I learned requintos from Mariel Camacho, other mainstream artists. I would make videos teaching other people how to play requintos or songs that were out at the moment. And I did this for a few years. That's how I created my first successful product, a requinto course and requintazo strings. So thanks to these businesses, I was able to hit my first 10K month. But then I got bored. I found myself dreading making those next requinto videos. I no longer looked forward to making that type of content. On the contrary, I felt boxed in. I felt like I was forced to keep making this type of content for the rest of my life. Anytime I would try to talk about something else that I really wanted to talk about, no one would watch or listen. Fuck. I felt like I had to keep creating this type of content to keep those businesses I mentioned alive. This is why I now say, fuck choosing a niche. You don't want to go down that road and felt stuck like I did. We're people who continue to grow. Our interests and curiosities expand over time. Something we may have liked as kids, we may no longer like later in life. That's why the niche is you. Here's the secret: to stop feeling boxed into your niche. Choose three things you like talking about. Mine are corridos, business, self-development. Now you're free to make content around any of these topics. Talk about what you really want to talk about, and you could keep on growing and developing over time. Your content will do the same. Over time, you will gain more knowledge, develop more skills that you could continue to share with your audience. Make content as if you were talking to your past self. Try to solve their problems. Teach them what you already went through. Teach them lessons that you learned that brought you to where you're currently at. Tell them about your current struggles and what you're doing to solve them. By doing this, you'll start creating valuable content that will help other people going through similar problems as you. And over time, you could continue nurturing this connection with them, gain trust, create products that will continue to help them in the journey. And this is how we're rewarded. Give to the universe, and the universe gives back. And I'm gonna keep this video short. That was it for today. So here's a quick summary about what we covered. Attract an audience by posting content. Stop using outdated methods used by other niche businesses to avoid feeling trapped. The niche is you. Create content that would help your past self. Talk about your current problems. What are you currently doing to solve them? Now, here's what I want you to do, bro. If you want to start creating content and start helping people out through your content, and you want to start making money online, make your first dollar, make your first $1,000, I will help you with this entire process from the start, from defining your niche, defining your interests, capturing people's attention, building an email list, building a text list, and then eventually selling products to these people. So that way you can start making money doing what you really love and just living life and doing what you love doing, what you're already doing. If you want help doing that, bro, just schedule a free call with me. On this free call, we'll talk about your problems. We'll talk about where you want to go. We'll talk about your goals. And then at the end of that call, I will tell you about my coaching program. And then you could decide if you want to work with me or not. So if you want that free consultation, just click around this video and schedule it. Also, buy my other products. I got, like I said, my music courses, my guitar string company. So click the link to buy my other products, and I'll see you in the next video. Brah.